We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem Lishem Chaim Yaakov ben Chazal Yoam Rav Abbas for Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We spoke about in the previous Mishnah what's included when you sell a field, the Sadeh. And this Mishnah has a list of what's not included. So it's really pretty much a mirror image of the previous Mishnah. Avalomachar, a person who sells a field, what's not included? Loes ha'avonim she'enon litzarka. Stones that are not needed, that are not arranged and designated to build a fence. No, they're not there holding things in place. So then those are regular stones. Those are metaltolin. They have nothing to do with the field. So, of course, they're not sold. V'loes ha'kanim she'bakerim she'enon litzarka. What about reeds? If there are reeds in the vineyard, but they're not designated to be used for the vines. So regular metallic movable objects unrelated to the kerem itself. So that's not included in the sale. Veloes ha-tevua shehi tulusha menakaka. We spoke about tevua in the previous Mishnah that's attached to the ground. Here this is tevua is not attached to the ground. Yeah, produce not attached to the ground just because you're selling a field doesn't mean you're selling the produce that's detached, that's maybe sitting in the field right now. But bizman she'amar lo hi b'chol ma she'besocha, if the person selling the field says, I'm selling you the field and everything inside, hari kulin mechurim, then all of these things are included, even the stones that are not litzarcha, were not designated, and the reeds in the sticks in the vineyard also. And the tvua, the produce that's detached on the ground, that's included. But ben kach uven kach, what it's not included, even if you say he v'chol masha basocha, are the following. Lo machar, lo es mechitas hakonim shehi beis rova. What's certainly not included? If you have, we spoke about the mechitas hakonim, this thicket of reeds, all together, even if they're small. But if it's a beis rova, meaning it covers an area that's where more than a beis rova, which we said is more than about 10 amos or so, 10 by 10 amos. So that's not included. That's because in the previous Mishnah we spoke about less than a beis rova. So less than a beis rova, that's smaller. That's maybe included in the field when you say kol masha besocha. But if a beis rova had significance of its own, its own mechitza, so then it's not part of the field included at all, even if you say hivu kol masha besocha. What else is never included? V'lovas ha-shomera. Shomera is the sukkah, is the hut. That guard booth, not included. As long as she asui batit, if it's made with clay, we spoke about what's not made with clay. You don't have clay; it's temporary. It's not permanent. So, but here it's asui batit. Here you plaster the wall. So now it's going to be sitting there for a long period of time. It has significance out of its own. Therefore, it's not considered part of the field. V'lo es ha-charuv ha-murkav. Now we're speaking about the carob tree that is Murkov, that has been grafted. And this Sadan HaShikma, this is the sycamore, the fig sycamore tree, where they already cut the branches. So now it's very, very strong. And this is, it's considered its own area. So they're not included in the field. Velo es habor, velo es hagas, velo es hashovach. And what else is not included? Even though you sold the field, the chol masha besocha, if there's a cistern in there, a bore, a pit, it's not included. A gas, which is a wine press, not included. A dove coat is not included. Ben charevin ben yeshuvin. That would be true not only if they're yeshuvin, they're settled, meaning they're being used. They have the wine press has grapes inside, and the dove coat has doves and the birds inside, and the cistern has water inside. And ben charevin, meaning even if they are destroyed, they're not, meaning no one's using them, nonetheless, they're not included. They're considered their own entity. But v'tzorech likach lo derech, which means when the mocher, we mentioned this a little bit earlier in this perek, here's the mocher has to purchase himself. So what do we say? We said he sold this field, but he didn't sell the cistern, he didn't sell the wine press. Well, how are you going to get there now? So the halacha is you have to buy yourself a derech, you have to buy a path, you have to pay for it. Why? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, we assume that a mocher is be'en yafe mocher, he sells with a generous eyes. That means he sold the whole thing. And when he sold the field, he didn't say, we don't assume that when he sold the field, he was leaving himself, since I'm not selling you the boar, not selling you the shovach, not selling you the gas, the wine press. So I obviously left myself a path to travel in there to walk, be able to walk through. No, we assume he sold the whole field. How are you going to get to your cistern in the middle of the field, which obviously was not sold? So you have to buy yourself a derech, because we assume be'en yafeh hu mocher. Doesn't have to purchase himself a derech. Chachamim hold the person who's mocher be'ein rahu mocher. He uses literally a stingy eye, a bad eye. Obviously, he left himself a derech to walk to his bor or gas or shovach, and therefore he doesn't have to pay for anything. Umoder Rabbi Akiva bizman sh'amar lo chutz me'elu she'ein otzarech likach lo derech. Says Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Akiva is one who says you have to buy yourself a path to get to your wine press or your cistern or whatever it is. But if the mocha said to the lokeach, he made it tonight, he says, you know, I am selling you my field and I'm not selling you my cistern. And he doesn't have to say that, because even if he says I'm selling you my field and anything inside, the cistern's not included. So why did he say that explicitly? As if tonight I'm selling you the field and not the cistern, then we presume that he said that in order not to have to buy himself a path, that he's leaving himself a path. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva would agree in such a case, if he said, I'm selling you my field, chutz me'ela, but not the cistern and not the shovach, she'eno tzarech likach lo derech, under those circumstances, he doesn't have to pay for a path to get there. Micharama acher, let's say he now sells, he still owns the boar or the gas or the shovach, the dovecote. And so here, this owner, we said, the owner of the field, so he said, if he sells it's the field, he still owns the boar, the gas, or the shovach. But let's say it's the reverse. Let's say he's not selling the field. He's keeping the field for himself, but he's selling the cistern in the field. It's not part of the field, selling the wine press. So what happens now? Rabbi Akiva, so now someone, there's a new buyer. Someone just bought the pit. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Einu tarich likach lo derech. The buyer does not have to buy a derech, because Rabbi Akiva is consistent. L'shitaso, that a mocher is be'en yafehu mocher. And therefore, if Reuven sold Shimon a cistern in Reuven's field, where Reuven's keeping the field for himself, he obviously sold Shimon the cistern with a path to get there. So this is the exact opposite case. And therefore, a path you don't need. Shimon the buyer doesn't have to pay for a path. We assume it was included in the sale. Shimon the buyer, who bought the cistern, didn't buy the field, bought the cistern, bought the gas, the wine press, bought the shovach, the dovecote, he has to buy a derech, because we assume, Chachamim are consistent with their opinion. We assume the seller sold be'ein ra'ah, stingily, and if he did, it's so. So we assume that he may have sold in the cistern, but he didn't sell to the buyer a path to get there. The buyer would have to pay for that. Says the Mishnah, "Bamei devar mamurim." This, all of these things we listed: the mechitzas sakanim, which is a base rova, that thicket of reeds, which is a base rova, more than 10 and a fifth amos, and the shomera, which was the guard booth, which had clay, was plastered, and the charuv and the that was merkav, that was grafted with the sedan hashek, with the sycamore tree that had the branches cut off, now the cistern, etc. When do we say these were not included in the sale? That's when it's a sale. Bimocher. That's where someone's buying, someone ends paying for it. Aval benosein matana, but if someone's giving a gift, where Reuven's giving Shimon a gift, it's a matana. Where we say, well, hold on, when it comes to a sale, so people are, anyone who's buying something, he has to be very careful. He needs to know what's the mocher, so what is he not selling, and everything has to be very explicit in a sale. And the buyer doesn't want to be taken advantage of, and he's going to say, listen, I'm paying for this. So, you know, I want to know what's included, what's not included. But if someone's giving a gift where the person who's accepting a gift is embarrassed to say, can you specify what's included, what's not included? So then we assume, no sein es kulam. Then we assume that a person who gives a sadeh b'matana, he has all of this in mind. Everything is included. Anyone giving a matana is automatically be'en yafeh and more. And the same thing would be true, not only in what we're discussing here, the charuv hamurkav, the sedan hashikma, the guard booth, and the thicket of reeds, base rova or more. But also, going back to earlier in the parak, what about a person sells a house? And we spoke about a house and a chotzer and a beis abad and a merchatz. What about those? So we assume if a person is selling those, is giving those as a gift rather, so we assume all of the, everything is included, even though though when it came to a sale, they were not included. We assume that everything that we mentioned indeed is included if it's given as a matana. And the Mishnah says not only is that by true when it comes to nosin matana, and also ha'achin shachalku. You have brothers who are now dividing the Yerusha. Zachu basada, zachu b'chulam. Person who they divide up. So this person gets the house, this person gets the field. The person who gets the field, he gets everything in the field, even the cistern and the wine press and the dovecote, etc. And hamachzik b'nichsei hager, someone who is now taking hold and being zoche in a chasen that belonged to a ger, a convert who had no yerushim at all, and the halacha is his property is basically hefker, kol hakodim zachu, whoever comes first gets to keep it. So we zoche from hefker, we assume hechzik basada, hechzik b'kulam. He made a chazaka and now acquired from hefker this field, we assume everything in the field is included. And hamaktish is asada, person who's maktish a field, stam, iktish is kulam, we assume everything's included because the person who's maktish is obviously doing it be'ein yafeh. So that's the whole parak is really about mechira, but giving matana, brothers dividing an estate. Acquiring something from Hefker, from Nechse Ager, or being Maktish, we assume everything is Be'ein Yafer. Bishum and Omer, HaMaktish es Asad Elo Hikdesh, Elo Es HaCharuv HaMurkav, Ves Sadan HaShikma. He says, now, if you're Maktish a field, we don't say everything is included. Yes, it's true that the Charuv, the grafted Charuv, and the Sadan HaShikma are included, even though those are considered separate entities, because they derive sustenance from the field. From the field of Hekdesh. But the other things that are on the list that are usually not included in a field when you sell it are not included, according to Rabbi Shimon, when you makdish it either. Perek, we begin the fifth perek. Hamocher es hasfina, a person who sells a boat. So if you're selling a boat, what's included in selling a boat? Mocher es hatoren, it includes the mast, right, the pole which the sail's attached to, ves hanes in the sail, ves haogin, which is the anchor, ves kolaman higin osa, and anything that helps you guide it, that's needed to steer, is included in that, the oars, let's say, that you use, whatever is needed in order to guide it. Avalomachar, what's not included when you sell a boat? Loes avadim, you may have servants, slaves who are doing work on the Sfina. They're not included. Veles amartzufin, these is the big sacks that where they put the merchandise, the cargo. Veles antiki, or that's the merchandise itself. Uvizman sh'amar lo, hiva chomash basocha, but if the seller said to the buyer of the boat, I'm selling you everything, the boat, and everything in the boat, harikilum b'churim, then everything is included. The avadim are working on the boat. It's a big ship here. And the bags, the sacks, and the merchandise inside, that's all included. Machar es hakaron, someone selling a wagon. Lo machar, and this is pulled by animals. Lo machar es haprados, we don't assume it includes the animals. The Gemara says that that's only true when they're not attached to the wagon when you're doing the mechira. But if the animals were attached, let's say the oxen were attached to the wagon when you sell the wagon, we assume if you sell a wagon, you're selling the animals as well. Machas haprados, lo machas hakaron. And if you're selling the animals that are tied to the wagon, since you can use the animals even without a wagon, animals that people ride on them and alone, so we don't assume that if you're selling the prados that you're selling the karon even if they're attached. Machar es hatzebed, which is the yoke that you put on the head, the neck of the oxen to keep them together. Lo machar es habakar. So selling the yoke doesn't assume you're selling the bakar. Bakar is not included in sand. And machar es habakar lo machar es hatzebed. If you sell the bakar, the cattle, so you're not necessarily selling the yoke. The Gemara says, even in a place where some people call bakar tzemed and tzemed bakar, some people use those words interchangeably, or they'll say, the bakar, they call it the yoke, even though it's the animals. And sometimes they call the yoke, they call it bakar. Since most people call it tzemed, tzemed, the yoke, a yoke, and bakar, bakar, cattle, cattle, therefore, bakar is not included in tzemed, etc. is not included in bakar. This is all if you're selling stam. But if you sell, I'm selling you bakar, I'm selling you the tzemet. But if a person explicitly says, I'm selling you bakar lecharisha, so then we assume that if you're selling the bakar, you're also selling the tzemet. Because what do you say? I'm selling you the cattle for plowing purposes. So obviously you need the yoke, and therefore the yoke would be included if that's what you specified as a condition. It seems to be a built-in condition to the sale. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hadonim Modiim. Rabbi Yehuda has this opinion. We mentioned this a little bit in the past. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that no, the money can inform you. Literally, that's what it means. What does it mean? It's very clear to us what's included in the sale if you see what the price was. Ketzad amarlo mukhor litzim dach b'masayim zuz. Reuven said to Shimon, "Oh, can you sell me your tzemed for 200 zuz?" Now, tzemed we said means the yoke. A yoke, 200 zuz. That's a lot of money. 200 zuz is the amount of money in a ksuba, the amount of money people would make in a year. So, is that what a yoke costs? Hadavar yadua she'ein hatzemed b'masayim zuz. Obviously, when he said 200 zuz, he meant the bucker is along with it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You can figure out from the price. So then if you just said semed, we assume that it's that it includes the bucker. No, you can't bring a raya at all that the bucker was also sold. He gave a lot of money. Maybe he gave the extra was just a matana, and all he was selling really was the yoke, and that's it. The Gemara asks, hold on one second. If money is not a raya, why don't we say then that the whole sale should be batel because of onah? It's price fraud. How do a guy sell 200 zuz? I'm selling you the tzemed, the yoke. If we don't look at Rabbi Yehuda, then what we're saying is that, the tzemed, the yoke, yeah, okay, he's charging 200 zuz for it. And that's it. We don't assume the bucker's included. But that would be onah. So onah is anything more than a sixth. Overcharging, so then the whole mekach is null and void. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia. We learned this in the fourth paragraph of Bava Metzia. So the Gemara answers the following: Onah doesn't apply. Onah only applies where we can assume that there's an error. Let's say someone buys something that's worth $6, he pays $8 for it. So there, the buyer will say like this: okay, you know, I thought it was really worth $8, and he ended up paying more. So that's a mekach tos. That's where there was deception. And therefore we say batel mekach. But if the hefresh, if the difference between what was charged and what the regular normal price is, what we call bechdei she'ein hadas toeh, it's not at all included in what a normal person would. No normal person would make such an error. So where you're buying a yoke for 200 zuz, that's not onah. We say that the buyer obviously was giving the mocher the difference as a gift, and therefore that would not be a problem of onah.